Thanks for joining me, Danny. The Central Coast Mariners have made headlines by finally agreeing to sign Usain Bolt on an indefinite trial period as the former sprint star looks to pursue his dream of playing professional football. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I'll be honest, when I very first heard the news quite a while ago, I was in disbelief, but I guess my first thoughts were it was a marketing ploy and they want to use the commercial aspects of it, and you know, they want to get the Mariners' name out there, which, let's be honest, it's done that on a global sense. But yeah, I didn't really see any traction and probably didn't think that it would come to fruition, that he'd actually come here, or if he did, it would be something that might be just turn up, say hello, and then off he goes again. But look, it looks like he's going to come in and train, and they're going to have a good look at him and see what he can do. So we'll have to watch this space.
Absolutely, Danny. What do you think of this as a more than a marketing ploy? Is it something they might actually consider when they see him in action, or is it simply just that to get the club's name out there for a club that doesn't really make international headlines very often?
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt that there's a major part of it is getting that name out there, and the commercial aspect that can come from that is a global brand and everybody knows who he is. But there's naysayers and there's people who think it's a great idea. I don't really see what there is a big loss for the Mariners here. If they had came out and said, oh, we're signing Usain Bolt on a contract, 100%, I know that everyone would have went, that's a bad idea. He's never played before. You've never seen him play. How can you sign him? But they've brought him in for a trial. The trial period goes. If they, as long as that trial period is like every other footballer, and if they see that he is nowhere near the standard and he's not up to it, that they say, I'm sorry, but yep, okay, trial period's over and off you go, then I don't see what the problem is. They both go their own ways that way. The Mariners have got their name out there. They've got you know, some international recognition, and all the newspapers and news stores all around the world talking about it. If it turns out that he's got some talent and they think that he's good enough to play in the A-League, well, then they've found a diamond in the rough, and the commercial side that would then come is, you know, astronomical, and it's out of this world, and it would have been probably the greatest brainchild that they could have ever conceived. So I don't know. It's from what I'm hearing from people who have trained with him overseas that they don't believe that he will be up to the standard. But then that's up to Mike Mulvey and the Mariners to decide, I guess.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of flack for this move online. I've seen comments like it's such a gimmick. You know, it makes the A-League a joke. It takes the spot that would be taken by a young player. How would you respond to those naysayers?
Look, you can't. As much as we just want to look at it as a pure footballing sense, we're in a market where you have to see the club's other reasons behind things. And he's here on a trial. That doesn't mean that no one else can be there on a trial. Clubs regularly have more than one player on trial, particularly in pre-season. You'll have a number of players on trial. So the fact that he's there on trial doesn't stop anyone else being on trial. So that, to me, is a no-brainer. There's nothing wrong with that either. But like I say, in the market now, can't just sometimes look at the footballing aspect. And if they can get their brand name out there and they can get people interested, and all of a sudden people are looking at the Mariners and the A-League, whether or not he signs here or not, then is that not a positive? It's got eyes on the league and the club, on the area, on the Central Coast. Like I said, if he's no good, they tell him thank you very much, but no thank you. If he turns out to be something that we all didn't expect, then great. They've found a really, really good marketing tool that can also hopefully play football.
Well, assuming he's not...
As much as I can't see it happening, that he does be good enough to be an A-League player, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, assuming he's not up to the standard, and from the looks of things, based on the charity games that he's played and based on some of the testimonies of the players who've trained with him, it seems likely that he's not going to be good enough for the A-League. Could you see a role with the Mariners in future off the field? Perhaps he could sign on as a club ambassador of some description.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's all the things that are in the back of the mind of the, you know, Sean Mielekamp and the people at the club. you never know, he might come here and love it and say, I want to stay for the whole year, and if it's playing football or not, you know. This is all the things that they would have been thinking about in bringing a name of his calibre to the club, all those extra benefits that come along with it. I think Sean's already said that they've had sponsors already lining up to talk to them on the simple fact that he might be coming. So it's already produced leads for them in that respect. As I say, the football side of things, we'll have to wait and see. But the marketing side of it is endless, and they just have to work out with Hussein and see what kind of things they can develop in that area.
And Central Coast have decided to give an opportunity to two promising young NPL talents, Jordan Murray signing from Appia Leichhardt and Josh McDonald coming in from Wolves. Is that something to the fact that these deals have been announced this week? Is that a calculated move? Does that balance out this play for a global superstar?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it gives them a little bit more. For the people who were saying, "Oh, this is just all gimmicky and it's bad for the league," they're generally the same people who were decrying, there's a lack of young players from NPL getting a chance. Well, the Mariners have done that. They've given it two guys. Jordan Murray's been banging in goals for fun for Apia, so he gets a chance. And I'll be honest, I don't know too much about Josh McDonald, but there's very close links there with Nick Montgomery, who's been playing for Wollongong, so he would have had a lot of time to see Josh and see him as a player. So for him to be signing must have come from, obviously Nick Montgomery's seen something that he likes there and thinks he's got the chance. So look, two young footballers, this is exactly what we want. We want media attention and money to come into the game, which Bolt could bring, and we want young players to get an opportunity. So in 1 week, the Mariners have basically done both of that. And we just want more and more opportunities and more money in the game and more for young kids to develop as footballers in this country. And it's, as I say, this week it's both been ticked.
Yeah, they've ticked all boxes. But in terms of their off-season recruitment, how do you see this season shaping up for the Mariners? They really struggled last season, but they've got a new manager in Mike Mulvey. They've brought in a host of new players. Can you see them being more competitive in the league this season?
I hope so. they've brought in some experience. They've got Mikey McGlinchey back and Matt Simon, two guys who know what it's like to be a Mariner and what it's about. Talita Cisse's got plenty of experience at the back, and Tommy Hiare. So you look through that spine with those four players there, you've got some experience going through the middle, which is what you want. And, to bring in your Jack Clisby's and a few other players as well around that, I still think they're probably a player or two short, experienced players of a higher calibre to really press to move up that table. But, look, they're moving in the right direction. They're giving a mixture of youth, some youth guys some chance, and they've got some old senior players to come back to sort of steer those young boys in the right direction and help the coaching staff. We'll just have to see how well they all gel under Mike Mulvey and what he can produce with them.
And Mike Charlesworth, the Central Coast Mariners majority owner, has been criticised in the past for not investing enough in the club, for only spending the minimum of the salary cap. Is this move for Bolt potentially a creative solution to try and bring some revenue in, and they could potentially splash that on experienced footballers?
Personally, I can't see it. Just going by track records, I don't think if they were going to bring any more money in, it would go to players. I'm just sheerly going off the last 3 to 4 years. Investment in players hasn't really seemed to have been a priority. Although the Mariners would probably come out and probably try to show the balance sheet and say that's not true. But it's never really seemed to have been a massive priority of Charlesworth. So I don't know. If they may get some more commercial dollars in, I think it'll just be invested back into the club in other ways or taken out. But I would love to see the Mariners go out and invest in some real top quality players that would get the Mariners back towards the top of the table or challenging to be there, because, I think the fans have been a little bit disheartened in this last few years. It's just the resources that have been given to the coaches at the club.
Well, Danny, thanks so much for joining me here on FNR Evenings. Really do appreciate your time. Go Mariners. We're hoping they'll be more successful this season, and this Usain Bolt storyline just never ceases to fascinate.
No, exactly. It'll keep rolling on, mate.